The Aussie Grain for Ukraine fundraising campaign has now chosen the charities that will benefit from the donations made from Australian grain growers this harvest. The campaign is being run by a subcommittee of Grain Producers Australia. Simon Walwork is a subcommittee member and he's also a farmer from Corrigin, 250 kilometres east of Perth. Simon, where will the money go?
Yeah, thanks, Belinda. Yeah, so the Aussie Grain for Ukraine program, which kicked off earlier in the year, has now, there's a subcommittee that's managing that program, and we've decided on four charities which we think have a strong reputation and proven track record for delivering on-ground support in Ukraine. So those four charities are the UN Crisis Relief Ukraine Humanitarian Fund, World Vision Ukraine Appeal, the World to Rebuild Rural Ukraine program, and Oxfam International. So these programs or charities are all focused on humanitarian support in rural communities in Ukraine. So supplying food and shelter and helping the rural communities get back on their feet, essentially.
And what sort of projects might this money be sort of channeled into, considering that Ukraine traditionally is one of Australia's big competitors when we're looking at the grains industry?
Yeah, so earlier in the year we had a discussion with some ex-Australian military servicemen who served overseas, and they provided advice about what our priorities should be. And they said it's really important to provide the basics around humanitarian supports, so obviously shelter. There's been lots of buildings that are damaged, so bed and a roof over your head. Obviously good food and water, really enabling the rural communities and farmers the best opportunity to get back on their feet and start producing grain and supplying their population with food.
So it's more those sort of day-to-day basics that they need rather than looking at sort of grain industry infrastructure and the rebuild of that infrastructure in Ukraine.
Yeah, obviously longer term, that's really important for Ukraine as well, because their agriculture industry has been hammered by this invasion and they've been set back a long way. But the priority at the moment is really to look after the basics, yeah.
And what do you know about the latest situation in Ukraine? Are you getting any information back from there as to, you know, the lie of the land at the moment?
Yeah, so two of our subcommittee members are also West Australian farmers. We've got Dave Fullwood and Brad Jones, and they've had quite strong links with Ukraine. They've been there a number of times and taken groups of farmers over there, and they're in weekly contact with farmers in Ukraine. We also, luckily enough, caught up with the Ukrainian ambassador last week, Vasyl Moroshenko, and he provided us an update as well that obviously there's some horrific conditions in these rural communities, and it's really important that we get some humanitarian support to them. More broadly speaking, the agriculture industry has been set back a long way. Their grain handling facilities have been damaged by bombing, etc. So that's the longer term project, to get their grain industry up and running again.
And it seems that the shipments of grain out of that region are still continuing despite the scenario in this part of the world. Was the ambassador able to shed any light on how those movements of grain are going?
He did talk about that, Belinda, yeah, but he said while grain is moving, it's only a small fraction of their total production. So really they're a long way back. And he did say that there's quite large risks for say the next season, because farmers are unsure of where their production will end up. So if they're borrowing money for inputs and things like that, it puts a lot of risk on the growers themselves.
And speaking of the inputs, and those sort of key inputs on the farm seem to just continue to rise with fertiliser, fuel, you know, labour, everything is on the way up. And I'm wondering how charitable you think WA farmers will be this season, considering, you know, there's a lot of number crunching going ahead of planting for next season. I mean, harvest has only just started here, but thoughts are already going to next season and plantings. What do you think, you know, when they're dropping off the grain at harvest this time, do you think they're going to be able to divert some of those funds to this sort of charity?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly challenging times for Australian farmers as well, Belinda. This is a national project. So even one tonne of grain donated will make a huge difference. Here in Western Australia, we're obviously production-wise, we're facing a terrific season. So and Australian farmers have always been really generous, supporting one another during times of crisis such as fire and flood. And we just invite them to extend that generosity to other farmers in Ukraine and rural communities. And it's a simple as transferring the grain on LoadNet through the CBH system. We've been supported by Grain Producers Australia, and they have an account with a national grower registration number of 1500442. So yeah, any donation at all is a big help.
Well, good luck with it, and it'll be good to just keep tabs on those donations throughout harvest and see where you end up, you know, at the end of harvest here in Western Australia and around the country. As you say, it's a national fundraiser. Thank you so much for the update, Simon. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks very much, Belinda.
Simon Woolwork, he's a farmer from Corrigin who's also been working behind the scenes to try and get this Aussie Grain for Ukraine fundraising campaign organised.